And we'll read something from The Awakened Soul by Gibran. When God threw me a pebble into the wondrous lake, I disturbed its surface with countless circles. But when I reached the depths, I became very still. I got to do one thing. I have to turn off my cell phone. When we first started meditating, somebody came in from the inner levels and said, "You didn't do something." And I went, "Uh-oh." I thought I didn't announce something. I like it. Spirit really takes care of us on all levels. And so that was nice. But then I sat there for a few minutes kind of going through my process with it. And I said, you know, it is just fine, whatever. And then I went on into meditation. So,
do you want to start today?
Sure. I guess I'm starting today. I had a wonderful experience in meditation. It was very, very simple. It was as if we were starting the whole day over again and people were coming in. And as you were all coming in into the room, I witnessed each of you coming in, but not as your physical forms, but really as your spiritual essence. I saw the physical body, but in truth, all I really saw of you was that divine spark of God that resides in you, that is truly you. That's all I saw. And it was very interesting because there was this part of me that was just bowing to each one of you as you came in such honor, such respect, such loving. And some of you kind of acknowledged it like, "Oh, that's nice," or "Thank you," or whatever, but not sure what I was doing. And yet some of you got very quickly what was taking place. And then all of a sudden I realized that we are truly reflections of each other, and what I was seeing in you was my own divinity. And that my own divinity is your divinity, and your divinity is my divinity. We are all one. And then I was just bowing to everything inside of me, inside of you. It was just a great movement of loving. And then I realized that loving truly is, in a sense, bowing. It is ever an action of bowing to each other. And that action of bowing and recognition of the loving that resides in us, the divine in us, is really acceptance. It's accepting us just as we are, allowing us the permission, the freedom to be who we are just now. And that no matter what the condition of the body or the circumstances that we're caught up in the world, the mind that we are is never changing. It's ever perfect. It's ever loving. It's ever a grace action. And that if we can begin to accept that we are divine and perfect right now just as we are and begin to live into that, then we begin to do a life of acceptance, accepting things just as they are, in their wondrous perfection, in their loving, in their presence, and see then the opportunity for us to move into that, to fulfill whatever that is for us to fulfill. So, as I began to move into that, I then began to see all the limitations. It was so funny because as soon as I witnessed that within myself and within you, then I saw all the limitations. And where before there was this radiance of loving that was just filling the room, and it was light and it was airy and ethereal and fresh and ever renewing itself, all of a sudden all our limitations started coming present, and they started filling the room, just as the radiance had filled the room. But they filled the room in a different way. They were hard, difficult, challenged energies. Some of them were like knives, and some of them were, I don't even know how to explain it, but hard, difficult energy. And it started filling the rooms, and it started pushing up against the wall and pushing up against us. And you could feel this energy just pushing us at ourselves until it was starting to try to squash that sacredness, that divinity, that divine radiance, trying to squash it all down and suppress our beingness. And as I watched that, and I could feel myself being suppressed not just by my process of limitation, but by everybody else's as well, that we all started looking at each other, and I could see tears in people's eyes. I could see, you know, the closing off energy of how we tend to pull away and close off and not look at each other and not acknowledge and not participate. I said, stop it, out loud, just very loud. I said, stop it. Whatever you're doing right now, stop it. Stop thinking, stop feeling, stop doing. Just look inside and discover that light, discover that loving. I said, close your eyes and go inside and connect back into that which you carried in here. You came in here with something and you've now lost it. What did you lose? And one by one, each of you started coming to an awareness inside yourself of what action had taken place inside of you that caused you to choose back into your limitation and to disconnect from your own divinity. And for the most part, it was either a game of anticipation or unworthiness or giving your power away. And so we began our discussion on the inner levels while I was in meditation about those three aspects and how those three aspects cause us to live in the limitation and not in the freedom of who we truly are. And as we began to share, each one of us began to realize something, that it was just a choice, that we had chosen into these attitudes, into these ways of being. We may have been taught it by the world, we've been taught it by our parents, but we also, every day, in every moment of every day, had a choice to make. Were we going to continue living the way that we had been taught, living the way that we had come into this world to understand, or were we going to rise above it now and live in the truth of who we really are? The one thing that I saw was each and every one of us here, each and every one of us knows who we are as divine. We know it. That's why we are here. That's why we are meditating. That's why we are seeking to know God more fully. That's why we are getting initiated. That's why we chant the hue or the anti-hue during the day, sometimes trying to bring about change, and sometimes it just automatically kicks in. That's why we are on a path of understanding, of awakening, and loving. And so, as I witnessed this taking place, we began to move more into that conversation about, so, if you know these limitations, why do you keep choosing into them? Why do you keep choosing into unworthiness? Why do you choose into these actions that separate you from the truth of who you are? And the biggest understanding that came forward was something that was very powerful. And that was, it's old pattern, it's old habit, it's very comfortable. It's like putting on an old pair of shoes. They fit good, they feel good, you walk in them, they don't hurt. But when you put on these other attitudes that aren't so familiar to the physical consciousness, they're challenging. You ever have to stay present, just like in meditation. You have to stay present if you're going to stay awake and have experience. So it is with daily life. You can put on the limitations and just walk with them in comfort and go, yep, I know how to do these limitations. They're just old, comfortable clothing, old, comfortable attitudes, ways of being. Or you can do something different, and that is stay present and keep doing what you can to promote the betterment in your life, the change in your life, the change in your attitude, the change in the way of your beingness. So as I watched, it was very interesting. Each of you started taking off a garment of clothing. And underneath it was something even more beautiful than what you had on previously. And some of you took off just one layer and laid it down, and that was it. and others kept removing one layer of clothing after another because you knew that there were all these different levels, these different layers in your consciousness that you had taken on and you had covered yourself up with. And you realized that you didn't want to wear these things anymore. They were confining, they were tight. They may be beautiful, but yet at the same time, they really weren't the true essence of who you were. They really weren't descriptive of your nature anymore. So you wanted to get down to those garments that really, truly represented yourself, your belief system, your truth. And it was very interesting because some people did take off just one garment and set it down and that was it. And then they watched other people continuing to remove layer upon layer of their attitudes, of their belief systems, of their old patterning, to finally get down to something very simple, very easy to wear, very comfortable, and very beautiful in its simplicity. And that's what we're doing in our meditation every day. In meditation every day, we have an opportunity to look and see what it is we're wearing. What attitudes, what belief systems, what way of living are we wearing in this moment as we sit down to meditate? And if we're smart, we'll look and we'll go, and this isn't who I am. I know I'm more than this. And we'll begin to remove all those things that separate us from God inside. Remove layer upon layer of the self. Remove those confinements and those restrictions of the physical body by relaxing in our meditation. Not paying attention to the physical urges and needs and demands and itches and calls to stay present with the physical form. To relax and let go. To remove ourselves from all that is going on within our imagination. Just as I did with my cell phone when they told me my cell phone was still on. My imagination immediately kicked in. Oh my gosh, who would call me right now? I don't normally get phone calls, but I just, and my whole system just started reacting, but it started off with my imagination and then it carried on. And I had to remove that garment that became active at that moment so that I could move into greater depth within myself to get to that simplicity, to that simple garment of truth as a spiritual being. So we remove that garment, that limitation that has to do with the imagination. And then the emotional nature and the mental and the etheric. And so be aware that there are a lot of qualities within ourselves that we are familiar with, that we are comfortable with, that we have lived with all of our lives. And it's how we have identified ourselves for the most part. And yet, in truth, you know that's not who you are. You're not your craving for lunch. You're not your concern about what's happening with your car. You're not whatever that is that has to do with this world and that runs you. You are something much more precious and wonderful than that. And that is what I was bowing to as we all began to enter into meditation, as all of us moved into that spiritual presence for the moment. And then I began to be aware that we were reflecting back to each other, the divinity within us. And in truth, that's what happens the moment we close our eyes to go into meditation, the moment we close our eyes and bring our attention here to the spiritual eye center. In that moment, we connect back to our own divinity, just for a moment. Now, if we're smart enough, attentive enough to pay attention, we will even witness, we will even know, we will experience for that moment moving into that divine presence of ourselves. And hold to that. And keep moving more into that and allow it to expand and carry us into the experience of ourselves as divine. But for the most part, we close our eyes, we bring our attention up here to the seat of the soul, we move into that divine moment for a moment, and then we're off and running following the old patterns. And that's what I witnessed as we walked in the meditative state. For that moment, we closed our eyes as Brian asked us to. We brought ourselves into a place of the moment at the spiritual eye center. We woke up into the divine that we are. And then our limitations started coming present. We began to allow them to live in us and to fill our environment. So that all of a sudden, where is God? How do I get there? I'm supposed to chant something. That's right. Let's see, what was that again I'm supposed to chant? And we find that those limitations can truly block us from staying focused in doing the simple things that will bring us to the divine moment within, and then living into that divine moment. It truly is what Kabir said. It's dropping into this lake of consciousness, this ocean of consciousness, like a pebble. And when it hits that lake of consciousness, the ripples begin. The disturbance inside begins. And we can get caught up in those ripples and in the movement back and forth that takes place with that. Or we can stay present as our true nature and just settle that place inside at the bottom of the sea, at the bottom of the lake, whatever it might be, where the stillness resides. And that's really the key of meditation, is to find that place of stillness within. And that takes practice, that takes doing, that takes time. I wish it could be done in a moment, and it would stay that way forever. But each day and each meditation is different, because each day is different. The things that are taking place in our lives are different each day. And so every meditation is going to be different as we begin to move through whatever it is we bring to our meditation. What clothing did you bring today? Not the physical clothing, but the consciousness clothing. What did you put on as you got up today? Did you put on disturbance? Did you put on fear? Did you put on concern? Did you put on anger? Did you put on limitation? Did you put on unworthiness? What did you put on to move into the day with? And oftentimes, that's something to pay attention to, because the moment that we wake up, the moment we wake up, we begin to choose how we're going to live the day. That's one reason I think that I meditate almost immediately when I wake up. I get up and I go to a chair and I sit up and I begin to focus and go inside meditation. Because the one thing I want to do is I want to wear God. I want to wear that divine, living, loving essence that I am inside and outside into my daily life, and not put on and carry with me the clothing of consciousness that I put on when I wake up. I can wake up from a dream that maybe disturbed me, that I didn't feel that I fulfilled everything in the dream state that I wanted to, and put on whatever that disturbance is, and carry that disturbance into my daily life, and do that rather unconsciously so I don't even know that I've done it. But yet all day long I'm going, golly, something's not right, I'm out of balance, I'm out of sorts, I'm angry, I'm frustrated. What's going on? Well, what's going on is probably whatever in the moment of waking up you chose to put into action in your thoughts, your feelings, your imagination, in your expression of your physical form today. So, if you don't get up and meditate immediately upon awakening, do something else. Do something that will put on a greater state of consciousness within yourself that will serve you and that will assist you in acknowledging the divine that you are. When you wake up, invite God into the day. Don't even get out of bed. Maybe not even open your eyes if you can do this right away. Just say, God, this is your day. I invite you into my life. I invite you into my day as I move into yours. And I ask that the grace of the Holy Spirit go before me, clearing away any and all disturbances and distractions, that I keep my eyes upon you, that I am ever focused and aware of you, and that whatever I do in your name and do in loving of you. Just do something like that, so simple. Another way that I often will do it is I'll just say, God first, God today, God only. That's my prayer of Trinity, of the three into one in the day. Do something to invite God into your waking up, into this level of consciousness, into this action and expression of being. And see what happens. I would almost guarantee that if you begin doing that, you're going to find your attitude changing, your way of living changing. You're going to find that all of a sudden those old garments, those old belief systems that you've lived in for so long will not fit quite so well, not be so comfortable, or they'll just turn the thread and rag and fall off of you because they no longer can stay with you. And you will begin to take on a new garment, a new attitude, a new way of being. And the new garment that really takes place and comes about is that inner radiance. It's the spiritual essence of yourself that you begin to live and to begin to radiate. No longer are you taking from the outer world's ways of living, ways of being, ways of identifying yourself. You're not going to put on the garments of the world anymore. You're going to let those belief systems, those ways of living, let them go. Let them drop back into their own nature so that you can stand up and be free of it and live the truth of who you are. And then you can confront anything and all things in your life with a very different attitude, whether it be something at home, something at work, something in your daily life, as you're driving to work, or at lunch, or whatever it might be. Look and see what that could be that you could change, even in the moment when disturbance comes up in the day. Just invite God into that. That's what this pathway is all about. It's about living God first and letting God be first in all that you do. There's a statement. I've heard it for so many years. I learned it from my first spiritual teacher and heard it again redefined by my second. And it's something that is very profound and very simple. And if we will begin to understand it, we will begin to live our lives differently. We as spiritual creative beings came into this creation to create and to experience the creative ability of our own soul and to learn from our creations how to become true living, loving essence in full expression, in full manifestation. Now, the statement, this isn't original, this isn't authentic with myself or with any teacher, it's been around for centuries and centuries, is, and let that which is of nothingness return from which it came. To let the negativity, to let the illusion return back to the source from which it came, so that we stand in the truth. We stand in that which is authentic and of spirit. When the soul came into this level of creation, these physical realms, it came into a place of nothingness. The first level of experience that the soul came into in these realms of creation was the etheric, which was the void. There was nothing here. Nothing, nothing, nothing. No awareness, no light, no sound, nothing. We weren't even aware of ourselves in the experience of moving into the physical realms. And then we moved on down into a lower frequency within the etheric and began to experience, and that experience became the activity of the mind. And through the mind, we then began to create out of nothingness all that exists here today. All of this that we experience, all that we see and feel inwardly and outwardly, came out of nothingness. And we as soul created it all. We've created it all. If we can begin to realize that power of creativity and realize that it came out of nothingness, then all those things that are living within us in our inner kingdom, that are our disturbances, that are our fears, that are our limitations, that are the belief systems that work against us, also were created out of nothingness. We created them. We brought them into manifestation, and then we keep feeding them back into life. And those are the limitations that keep us from waking up inside to the truth of who we are as divine. So the key is to look and realize that your fear, your anxiety, your judgments, whatever it is that dwells inside of you, not in the world right now, but inside of you, that causes you to not believe, not allow yourself into the truth of who you truly are. You created it. And you are allowing it to continue living by feeding it. If you can realize that it is nothing, fear is nothing, anxiety is nothing, depression is nothing, pain is nothing, it's all nothing, and then let it go back into nothingness from which it came and create for yourself what it is you now want in your life from that spiritual loving essence of yourself and greater understanding of who you are as divine, you can create a new internal life inside so that there's peace and joy and quiet and centeredness and stillness. And you can be aware of that inner light and that inner sound and that living presence of the divine that you are. And then that inner radiance can begin to radiate out into your daily life and fill your daily life as it fills your inner life. So if there's something in your life that is disturbing to you, you can look right at it and just say, go back into the nothingness from which you came. You're not a part of me. I dismiss you now. I let go of you now. I learned this when I was a child, when I was doing forgiveness exercises inside. I learned a lot of different things from different people. But I also realized that some of those things that I learned and that I was doing from having learned them wasn't really working for me, wasn't who I truly am. And that they were blocking me from stepping forward into the truth of my own beingness. And so as I was forgiving them for having taught me these things, all of a sudden I realized one day that as I was talking to this one person and saying, you know, I'm grateful for you teaching me all these things. I'm grateful for you demonstrating to me how to live into this. I'm grateful that I've taken those on and I've learned that from you and that I've been living this to a level of fulfillment within myself. But I now realize that this isn't who I am and this isn't how I want to live. So I'm just going to give you back your lesson that you've taught me in gratitude. And I give it back to you with God's grace that it served you as it served me, and I'm not doing that anymore. And I'm just returning it back to you. And when I did, all of a sudden this energy, this present that I was giving back to them just disappeared. It was just gone, and it wasn't in me anymore. It was just gone. And I realized that I just had to give it up. I just had to release it and let it go back into whatever it had come from. And then I realized that it was going back into the nothingness from which it came. That it was my creation inside, and I just had to give it back up and release it. Have you ever, if you have a Macintosh, and if you don't, maybe it doesn't work on a PC, I don't know. But on a Macintosh, if you go down to the appliance bar, applications bar down at the bottom, and lift one of the applications up off the bar, it just poofs and it's gone. It goes back into the nothingness from which it came. That's how I look at it. And so now I had a different reference point once I saw that on my computer one time. And that's what I do now. If there's something inside of me that isn't an application that I want to run inside of me, well, it's bringing it up to date inside. I just go through the menu, and I just lift it up, and let it go poof, back into the nothing from which it came. And it works. It's amazing. Try it. See if you can't begin to just dissolve these things inside of you that easily. It does. It really does. And yes, it'd be great if there was just one packet of fear inside of you and you could dismiss it into the nothingness from which it came and it'd be over with. But guess what? We have all kinds of different expressions, packages, if you will, inside of us of fear, of anxiety, of judgment, of all kinds of limitations. It's not just one. If it was, that would be wonderful. But we have fear now of terrorists. We also have fear of illness. We have fear of the side effects of the medication we have to take because of the illness. We have fear of losing our jobs. We have fear of not making enough money. We have all these fears that we have now allowed to be manifested within our own consciousness. Now, if you could go in and find that one application of fear and dissolve it into the nothingness, that would be great. But for the most part, for me, I have found that it's all these different qualities of this one expression, fear, judgment, or whatever, that I'm ever working on to bring to dissolvement, bring to resolution, bring to completion. And if you will allow that to happen daily, you will find that eventually, if not very quickly, your lives are going to be freer, quieter, gentler inside, and the world around you will be too. As above, so below. And I also believe, as within, so without. If you are living a life inside that is gentle and focused, loving, forgiving, accepting, you're going to find something very wonderful outside as well happening. And that is the world begins to respond to you in that way. Have you ever gone out the door angry? And then everybody around you all day long is just angry. They're just ever at you. What's wrong with you? Why don't you get nice? And they respond to you in an angry way. And off they go, and they're happy over there, and they're joyful over there, and they're laughing over there, and they come back over to you, and they're going, yeah, I know, it's just so frustrating, isn't it? And they're just responding to your anger. They're giving back to you what you're giving out. If you see that, run to the bathroom. Get somewhere and get centered and get quiet and let go of your fear. Forgive yourself for your anger, for your fear, or whatever it is that you are witnessing in the world coming at you. The world is a reflection. If you don't like what you're seeing, change it inside and the outer will change. It will change. You are the creator of your own creations that you are now living. You created them. It's up to you as the creator to go in and change those creations. And the one thing I do know is a whitewash job doesn't work. You can't go in with a bucket of paint and paint over a bunch of belief systems and change the color and think it's done. Guess what? When they become activated, they just come present to you in a different color. But they're still there. They're not gone. You can't paint them away that way. You can't say, oh, they don't exist anymore. I don't acknowledge them anymore. I don't allow them anymore. Well, that's great if you don't allow them. But if they have enough energy fed into them already, they don't need your permission anymore. They just go on automatic response. And they just live anyway. They just act anyway. They just come present in your daily routine anyway. So you've got to go into those creations and begin to dissolve them. Begin to create anew. And the one thing I've also learned is this. You don't just dissolve something. You don't just let go of something. You put something in its place. I remember watching, this is a day of reminiscing, I guess. I remember watching the first Indiana Jones movie where he's in this tomb and he's got this bag of sand and he's going to replace the bag of sand for the idol, the golden idol that he's taking off the little temple mount there. And he takes and he's trying to figure out how much that thing could weigh compared to the amount of sand. He lets a little sand out and then he puts it in place of the old statue, hoping that that's enough weight. But it isn't, and it reactivates a whole bunch of booby traps in the tomb or the temple. You always want to replace whatever it is you dissolve with something of like energy and better. So if you take and dissolve something, you're leaving a vacancy there. And the universe is going to do what it can to fill that vacancy up with something. And so what you want to do is you want to replace it with something of greater value than what you've just dissolved, what you've given back to the nothingness from which it came. So you put in there loving and joy and peace and gratitude and whatever it is that will replace that which you are now letting go of. And then you stay filled and keep filling yourself up even more so with even greater qualities of your own spiritual being. Does that all make sense? To think that you just say, oh, well, I'm not going to live by fear anymore, that's great. And there's a good chance you will let go of that fear in the moment and you won't be afraid. But guess what? If you haven't replaced that energy field with something that is of a nature that is fearless, then fear is going to come back in and fill that space up again. It's just automatic.